On November 19th, the final day of the DC public comment period, environmental groups and local residents presented over 5,000 comments made in opposition to the Greenwich facility. This is an old fossil fuel power plant that was brought back online in order to run computers to drive a cryptocurrency mining operation. They are asking the state to deny the Title V air permit for the proof of work cryptocurrency mining facility out by Lake Seneca, and also calling upon Governor Hochul to place a statewide moratorium on this form of cryptocurrency mining until an environmental review can be conducted because of the concerns about the enormous climate impact from increased gas emissions. We hear first from Liz Moran of Earth Justice.
Given the immense climate and local air impacts from Greenwich's Bitcoin mining operation, which utilizes proof-of-work cryptocurrency mining technology, as DEC has stated, this facility has not demonstrated how it will align with the crucial climate goals of the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. This facility's air emissions have been growing since it has been converted to a proof-of-work cryptocurrency mining operation. For a period between 2011 to 2016, this facility had zero emissions, but that was before it was brought back online as a proof-of-work cryptocurrency mining facility. Ever since, carbon emissions have been growing. For the period of 2020, carbon dioxide emissions were over 228,000 short tons. And the problem is not just with carbon emissions. There are also sulfide oxide and nitrogen oxide emissions. The facility will speak of carbon neutrality and purchasing carbon offsets, but this is expressly not allowed in the state climate law for the electricity sector. Additionally, carbon offsets do not help the communities surrounding Greenwich who would have had to deal with, who have to deal with the increasing SOx and NOx emissions. Not only should New York State resoundingly deny this permit, but the state must also address proof-of-work cryptocurrency mining on a statewide scale. This is a rapidly growing industry, and studies have found that its energy-consumptive nature alone could push the globe above the goal of 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming. The expansion of this industry stands to jeopardize New York State's ability to meet the important Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act goals. Now I'd like to welcome Assemblymember Pat Fahey for her remarks.
The bottom line is, this is no time to go backwards. I say all the time, I was so proud to support the climate goals 2 years ago, over 2 years ago now. And whether people supported those or opposed those, just about everybody agreed they were pretty darn ambitious, the goals that we adopted here in New York State. No time to go backwards on those. We're committed to it. We need to do all we can to reach those goals. This will send us backwards. This is the right bill at the right time. What we are saying is hit a serious pause. We're asking the new administration to hit a serious pause here and give us a chance. As my colleague Steve Otis said, this is not a comment about cryptocurrency. We know it is. It is growing. We know that there may be lots of potential here. It is this proof of work, the mining, that is causing such serious problems, and it really threatens the goals that not only that we have here in New York, but throughout the country, if not the world. Which is why you are seeing alarms beginning to be raised at the national level, by Janet Yellen and others, as well as internationally. And so I do love when New York leads.
Connor Brambrick spoke on behalf of environmental advocates.
I think we've all heard here, it's pretty clear that the operations at Greenwich are inconsistent with the state's climate law, and the DEC should be rejecting it on that basis alone. I want to speak a little bit to the concept that Liz just brought up earlier. The rejection of the repowering projects at Danskammer and Astoria from a few weeks ago. Those plants were rejected because they did not meet the state's climate law. It is ridiculous right now that we have a situation where it is easier for an old, retired, inefficient plant just to flip a switch, to run an operation like this than it is to get a solar farm sited in New York. We have very strong siting laws in place that should be governing how these plants should be operating, and they should have to go through those all those same processes that our wind and solar and even new fossil plants have to go through. We already saw here with Dan Scammer in Astoria that new or repowered fossil plants are inconsistent with the climate law. That same standard should be applied to old retired plants.
Russ Haven speaks next. Russ Haven speaks next for the New York Public Interest Research Group.
So the proposal that we're commenting on, the Greenwich proposal, is really a bait and switch proposal, or maybe it's a Trojan horse. Essentially, what they're doing is trying to dress up a power plant in a new technology and bootstrap the old permit, which provided grid reliability and was intended to be part of our electric system statewide. They're intending to use that as a way to sneak in this for-profit Bitcoin mining plant. And given that there's perhaps 13 of these mothballed facilities around the state, it's of great concern. If this is to be replicated, then the climate law is in serious jeopardy. While blockchain technology, which is sort of the underpinning for cryptocurrency, may well be here to stay. There's certainly useful applications we may see for it. But when you have an energy hogging program like the proof of work type of crypto mining, that just blows our energy goals out of the water. If it's allowed to operate, the Greenwich Power Plant Station Bitcoin mining plant will drive a superhighway through the state's climate law. Based on the DEC's recent permit denials for the Astoria Frack gas plant and the Dan Scammer project in Newburgh, the Greenwich Bitcoin plant must be rejected as a climate killer. So we're urging the governor and the Department of Environmental Conservation to reject this plant. We'd recommend, in addition to the legislative proposals, which NYPERG supports, that there be a generic environmental impact statement looking at this technology and its potential impacts. The plant will contribute more greenhouse gas emissions, both directly and when you look at the life cycle of creating the fuel, than they've been emitting in recent years. So we can't meet our climate goals if we keep adding more intensive fossil fuel demanding, greenhouse gas spewing facilities. This plant must be rejected.
My name is Eric Weltman, and I'm a Brooklyn-based senior organizer with Food and Water Watch. Proud to join Environmental Advocates of New York, NYPERG, and our champions in the legislature today in sending a message to Governor Hochul. No fracked gas for cryptocurrency mining. The decision over Greenwich's permit is an important test of Governor Hochul's leadership on climate and her commitment to moving New York off fossil fuels. It is essential that Governor Hochul block this frack gas power plant and halt any new fossil fuel infrastructure in New York. The science is clear, and so are Governor Hochul's moral and legal obligations. New York must move off fossil fuels, and that means stopping the Greenwich power plant. It is also essential that Governor Hochul press her fingers on the pause button on all such projects, which could decimate the prospect of meeting New York's climate goals. We need Governor Hochul to institute a statewide moratorium on proof-of-work cryptocurrency, and we need her to do it now. New York banned fracking, but we remain threatened by an onslaught of pipelines and power plants that transport and burn fracked gas. Several weeks ago, Governor Hochul blocked frack gas projects in Newburgh and Queens. Now Governor Hochul must take the next step now and prevent dozens of dormant power plants from being revived from the dead for cryptocurrency mining.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.